This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here in the Siva Bitochim.
Rabbi Kaus? Question. I'm not sure you want to take it.
Yeah.
I was looking at this new report, this Pew report about the State of the Union of Jews in America. So it seems, you know, a lot of Jewish people identify now as, you know, culturally or racially as Jewish, but not religiously.
Right.
And BMS, it's a very difficult thing to understand why we consider that, you know, this din of Yisrael Afopi Shechati Yisraelhu.
Right.
What, you know, BMS, what is it? Are we a race? Are we a nation? What are we that we can have a religion with people that are not religious?
There was a change when Avram was alone. Being a Yid meant subscribing to Avram's faith, and that's it. As long as Yitzchak was alive, that was also the case. And if you decided to check out something else, you were gone. Be'etzem. It's only with Yaakov that, whether we like it or not, that's what we are. It's something that is so deeply ingrained in us that we can deny it, but we can't extricate it from ourselves. So no matter how hard we try, we won't get it out of our... I guess let's call it genetic composition or so on. Now, what does that make us? I don't know. I don't know if in modern terms we have something to describe it. In the old days, when you had Amim, Chitim, and this and that, what did an Uma consist of? I don't know. You know, it's in today, as far as what we have political realities. If somebody lives in a certain area, he's called French, and there are laws and a government that's sovereign, and that's it. I don't know. A race is very hard to describe what that is. What is a race exactly? It's a color of skin with a certain physical characteristics, but I'm not sure that there's anything to describe it other than a Ummah. I don't still know. What I find amazing is that the people still have that sentiment left over. You know, you don't find it in any other an Italian, someone who had Italian parents and he's American. He'll never say about himself he's Italian, he'll say he's an American, and yeah, my folks came from Italy. people who were Christian and decided to give up the faith or not to embrace it, I don't think they consider themselves were still Christian, but it's only Jews. I'm not sure. Those are very, very, very deep feelings. I'm not sure where it comes from. I mean, you do see when you undergo Geirus, it says there are two things the Bezna asks him. One is Bezna asks him if don't you know that Klal Yisrael Bizman Hazeh Tchuyim and Schufim and so on and so forth. And if he says, Afal pi kein, or I'm not worthy, and then we tell him, Miktas, we're redeem kulos and chamuros, and that's it. So I'm not sure what, I don't know what that entails. I'm just not sure. It seems, you see two aspects. You see, you become part of the Ummah of Klal Yisrael, and you become part of a Maimon in Torah Mitzvahs. If you think about it, there are certain halachas that are relevant to the Ummah mitzad the Torah. Lamashal, Arvus. Arvus is a din of being part of a Klal Yisrael. We could theoretically imagine somebody embracing the religion privately, but not want to be part of the group. The din of having a melech and all the yonim of a tzibur, one could have imagined that a person subscribes to religion without subscribing to being part of Klal Yisrael, and yet you can't. So I don't know. You need both elements. I don't think one without the other works. But it's very tricky because it's hard to put a finger on it. Okay.
Is there a time in the Torah for why it goes through the mother, this thing that you're born Jewish?
I'm not aware. I mean, a lot of things have been said about it. I guess the easiest one to say is that that's the only vada you have, is the mother. It could be, I don't remember. The Maral speaks about the difference of hilada from a father and a mother, what the moment of hilada is called. But I guess the only act that physically makes you a hemshech of Yisrael is birth from a mother. When a father finishes his chelik, there's nothing there. So you can't really say that there was a direct maisa that the chain. It's sort of a vague cause, but there's no direct chain or so on. I think that's the pshat of it. But I haven't seen any real. By the way, Nisan, there's a very fascinating Ar Sameach. It's a Meshech Chochmah, actually, that he speaks about the Klal Yisrael's Chus when they left Mitzrayim. It's a Parshas Boy on the Pasuk. It says it should be an Ois on the Mezuzahs, I think. At that Pasuk, I think he says it. He says, it says that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim with the schus of Shalishinas, the Shoina, Malbusham, Shmam. He says, I don't stand. Klal Yisrael was Oivde Avodah Zarah. And yes, they spoke Yiddish, and they kept their names, and so on and so forth. So is there a schus big enough to outweigh all the Averis they did? And I think he compares it to Klal Yisrael when they were in Eretz Yisrael, and they were doing well, except for the Avodah Zarah, they were thrown out. So how could this be over here different? So the Osmir says something fascinating. I think it would be considered radical today if somebody said it. They would, they might consider him to be an Eshet Torah person. He says there are two phases in Klal Yisrael's existence. There is the Geula phase, when they're living in Eretz Yisrael, and you know they're living as a nation, and in that case Shmiras HaMitzvahs is the most significant part of their avoda, and therefore if they don't keep the mitzvahs and certainly if they're avoda v'zara, they're doomed. But Klal Yisrael, when they're in Golos and mixed up between the Umas Ha'olam, the most important thing for them is to hold on to the idea and or ideal of being Klal Yisrael. In other words, the struggle for survival is, do I want to be shy of the Klal Yisrael or not? And that's why, since they were holding on to the trappings of Yisrael, meaning they want to be Mount Klal Yisrael, that was the saving feature of them, because that was the more significant one. So it's a very, very fascinating insight, as something which skirts the boundaries of, in a sense, it was what conservative and maybe reform even preached was. There are plenty of Jews out there unaffiliated. They really, really don't have anything. Let's give them something as diluted and so on as could be. There's a fascinating, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky speaks about this somewhere in the Chumash. I don't remember where it is. Maybe it's in Vayigash. I don't know why he thinks it's in Vayigash. But he says, he makes the following observation. He says, if somebody comes to a Rav with two shidduchim, the person is not keeping mitzvahs. He has the possibility to marry a Jewish girl, and he has the possibility to marry a Goyish girl. If he marries a Jewish girl, he's going to be oiva issacharis every time he loses his wife. She's not going to mikveh, and she is a nida. The guy, it's a rabbanan. So he says, so if a person were to only look through the Shulchan Aruch, well, technically this is a kind of off the this is an aver of priestess, this is sort of off the books the aver of a Baal Akum. It may be a lav, maybe not. So, l'chura, by the Shavaruch, one would be advising this person to marry the shiksa, and it's certainly not true. It's certainly not what you would advise it. You know, it's a very, very interesting observation. And then the question is, so how do you exactly explain? How do you exactly explain it? You're going to say definitely that Shem Yisrael is going to be very, very important here. It's one of the perspectives on the Medina, that even though it's not particularly religious and so on and so forth, but somehow the Shem Yisrael, it's keeping the Shem Yisrael. People who leave Israel and go to America, some of them, a minuscule amount, become Balei Tshuva. The vast majority of them just effortlessly sort of become absorbed in America, and they don't keep anything, and they become America. They marry out, and the kids are out, and that's gone. So there is something about it. It's very hard to give it gedarim. I don't know. It's you see that's the way Anoshim Dolan dealt with it. I don't think anyone would ever pass that he should marry a Gaia. But how do you exactly translate that? I don't know. I once heard, by the way, just Stam, a different perspective on things. Everybody says over the Chazal, Shinas Shmom, Shinas Lebusham, how important it is, and so on and so forth. There was a Yid named Reb Chaim Vissaka. Reb Chaim Vissaka was a Talmud Reb Yeruchim, a strong Talmud Reb Yeruchim, and he was the Mashgiach based on Talmud Yeshiva in New York, which in many ways was sort of the Hemshech of the Mir. They saw themselves as Hemshech of the Mir, a very Chashu Yeshiva, but Chaim Vissaka was a very Chashu person, a wise person, but he had a mirror perspective, or Baal Musa's perspective, on looking at things a little differently. So he once said over the same Chazal, about Shinas, Lashinas, Malbusham, Lashmam, he says, so let's picture it. We can have somebody who wears a Bekesha, speaks a Haimish Yiddish, his name is Chaim Sruel, and is Oyver Avodah Zarah, and he's a Memter Shari Tumah. That's what Chazal are telling us. Chazal are telling us you can have all the trappings of a Jew and still be Memter Shari Tumah. Very interesting flipping around of Chazal. Okay?
Lopiansky?
Yeah.
I remember once what Moshe Peres said, the reason why the Yichus goes through the mother,
yeah,
is because he says that by a man, he's the one that's been given the key of my breast. And the Yachas to a Goya, the creation of the Vlad is be'etzem ha'afaras breast. You can't possibly create another Yid when the process of creation was our Afara.
Uh-huh. Could be. Okay, good. Nice. So it's his. It's not somewhere else. It's not written anywhere else. I don't know if there's anywhere else where it says it. You know, the way there's any earlier marker, but it's a very, very nice trap.
Yeah, but how can the father be Goy?
The mother doesn't carry the bris, a man with
the bris milas is a bris of kedusha and his makom, and his act of living with a goyo was a hafar of bris. The woman, there's no real, it's not a hafar of a bris, she's doing something wrong, but there's no bris over there, and the male, there's no hafar of a bris. That, I assume that's what he means. I mean, that's what he's saying. Okay. I would also say the following, and again, I'm just offering a thought. I don't have mekoros for it. Chazal understand, Chazal or the Sfarim, Kadmonim, the mother, it's true even in the growing up process, the mother offers the chaimer and the father the tzura. In other words, a mother gives a child the basics, from food and washing him to basic values and so on, And the father gives the next piece on top of that. So the mother makes sure the child is well fed and rested and clean and this and that, and the father teaches him X, Y, and Z and so on. So the mother gives the atzmius, the father gives mila to it. And so to be considered a Yisrael, that's atzmius. Kahuna, levia, which are milas, that comes from the father. But when you're talking about the Shem Yisrael, they're talking about something that's actually atzmius. So that's something that's a possibility of understanding that way. That sort of goes to the core of it. Okay. Anything else? Good. We're holding here. I think over Perek HaKometz.
Yeah, that's great.
By the way, Peter, my son is going to Eretz Yisrael, going back on Monday. I'll send him the Ner Mitzvah Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Perek HaKometz, Boi Mene Rav Yehuda Nesir Rav Ami. May Dechsiv Bitchu B'Hashem Adi Ad, Ki V'Ko Hashem Tzur Elomim. It says you should be Boiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adi Ad, means to the furthest reaches, or to the ends of something. Because Hashem Tzur Elomim. Amalei, Kol HaToyler B'Tchoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if someone is toilers B'Tchoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Loi Machse B'Olam Haz B'Olam Haba Ad Kan. He shelters him in Olam Haz B'Olam Haba. So Maral explains, Yesh Kol HaDa'as, Ketzal B'Tchoin K'siv B'Tchoin Boi Adi Ad, Ratzol Loi Ma. Ki afal gav ki lefomim ein odom roi ledaba toiv mitzad roi mazal shaloi. Even though a person is not worthy of something good because of his mazal, hazeh omar shal kaponim ish leftoyach bo yizborach. You can still have bitochen even if your mazal is off. Vizeh ubitcho bo yadei ad ki b'ko Hashem tzor lomim. Kloima, ker lom hazeh bo ilom habo nivra b'shem ko. In other words, the scope of the Bria as we have it, Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, is created with the name Ka, like the Gemara says, Nochus. Ulekach yesh leptoach bo yisborach adi ad, shech lashpi elov me'olam ha'elyon shukuloi toiv, af im yesh le'mazel ro b'olam hazeh. Lochein, mishasom b'yitchoina bo yisborach, magia da b'zer olam ha'elyon, olam haba. Okashem yisborach, gam ki machsa b'olam hazeh olam haba. Let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about a whole bunch of things. He's bringing here the point of mazel. So first of all, generally speaking, just if you want a very thorough discussion about the meaning of mazel and how it interacts with other things, in the Yesod HaTorah, there's a at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, I believe it is. There's a whole nisbach, there's a whole addendum of a big akedah who explains how mazel is one of two or three factors that determine what's going to happen, and you have to go and he goes through all the different possibilities. Hishtadlus, schusim, mazel, tefillah. And all of these contribute to it. So, and there's a sugya in Shabbos about mazel in Mazel Yisrael. You have to go through the sugya there. There are a few other mishnayos speak about it. But by and large, everyone agrees there's something called mazel. There's a gemara in Tainis, where I forgot who it was, said that he was very, very poor, and he did a kazas dam, which requires eating afterwards. He couldn't find anything to eat, so he ate some garlic shells. He fainted from hunger. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could he please change his mazel? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, I can flip around the entire world to create you a different mazel. Would you want that? So he asked, and what are the chances? So he said, well, maybe. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and maybe your mazel will be different. So his response was, Kula hai v'ulai. you know, to flip around everything, and then and maybe I'll be born different mazel to get it. Let's, you know, I'll go on and that's it. But the Gemara speaks about Chisden Rava, the one, you know, that's only mazel, says Bane Chai, and so on. There are a few places where the Gemara alludes to the musik of mazel. The question is how it interacts with other elements. So he says here, even if the mazel is bad, a person will still be b'teach, because there's olam haza and olam haba. And therefore the b'tochen can come from olam haba and so on. That's what he's saying here. But let's try to understand a little bit the nukud of mazel. First of all, the word mazel... Yes?
Was that
Makol?
The
Keda
at the end of Parshas?
At the end of Parshas, Vayishlach, I think. In the Yisrael Torah, that's why I put the Akeda. Okay, so let's go like this. The word mazel means to flow. The hashpah flows from the word. The mazel comes from the word like nezila. It's a point. Let's understand the following. What mazel means in the Gemara and what it means in general is that every person has certain givens that are at the starting point. We're not all born equal. We're born with different abilities, different talents, different resources that have nothing to do with us. We got a Yerusha, or whatever. We were born with a certain set of parents, with all the pluses and minuses. We're born in a certain environment, a society, with all the pluses and minuses. None of that has to do with Tzchusim. I mean, this is sort of before me. This is where I'm born into. I can't say that Tzchusim this way, that way, the other way. No, that's obvious. And that's what's called Mazel. The world of mazolos is the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are not coming as a reward, punishment, or feedback even from what I did. It comes from it's mazel. The pshat in when we say mazel means the following. There is no way that the rational process can go back an infinite amount of steps. The rational process means I have certain axioms, certain givens, and everything else is explained in terms of those givens. That's reason. That's seichel. So seichel can never stretch all the way back. It can't explain itself. So for instance, when I'm searching for the basic laws of nature in science, which is what science is all about, I am looking. I am looking for I'm looking for the simplest, most elementary laws, and explain everything within that framework. So, when I want to know why a rock fell down and it gathered a certain amount of speed and landed with a certain amount of power, I can take out the laws of gravity, I can take out the laws of the speed times the mass, the velocity times the mass giving me the impact, and so on. Those are all, those basic laws are today for us the very basic yesodos. And we explain everything within that context. But there's no way to there's no explanation for why gravity works or works at a certain speed. And if there is an explanation, it only pushes it back one step, but there's no explanation for explanation. I can keep pushing back because there may be more laws along the way that I didn't discover. It's just like in physics, you have something called something is a special case of something else. It's just a reformulation of something in a certain circumstance. But that's it. The mahalach of sichlius and midas adin needs a starting point that it itself cannot be proven, or not explained. It can't be understood within the context of something else. That is the brachios of this world. Olam Hazeh is a limited world, and therefore there has to be a point where why doesn't go beyond that point. So whatever happened in Sheshes Mei Brachios, the reason for it is because. It doesn't have reasons. It doesn't have reasons within that system, and we can only work with those reasons. So every person's own starting point. If let's say something happens to me, not because this is what Akash Baruch was gazing, but because I messed things up, so there's a way to unravel it. I was given A, B, C, and D. I should have used A for this, B for this, C for this, D for that. I didn't. So now I have to unravel the damage I did. But when I'm talking about vis-a-vis the Shorish Shabbat, so the Shorish of something, I can't see beyond it, because that wouldn't be a Shorish without going, if I could go beyond it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this Bria elementary Nekudos that are the Shorish and start of everything. I do not, the why it is that I was born with these capabilities and these assets and this environment and these parents, I don't know, and I can't know in terms of what's here and now. So in as much as tefillah or bitachin is extending to this world, there's a limit to it, there's a stop to it. So a person whose mazel is a bad mazel is limited, and all he can do is this, and that's all. But if a person dehears that there's a deeper mazel, a person dehears that that there's something before this world, ki bekoshem tzor lomim, I dehear that there's a yud before the hay, even though I don't know anything about the yud. And that's why it's not possible to think of it in terms of midas hamishpat, and to try to understand, when I ask myself, why did this happen to me? So if it's midas hadin, midas hamishpat, it's very simple. I was like, but this, and this is an einish, and so on. But why is this the shorish for where I am, or what I should be doing? That, there's no answer in that. But one thing that does work is I can reach out past the circumstances of the here and the now. That I do know. So the relationship when somebody is within the context of the hey, and then has the yud, so within the context of tefillah, it's shaykh, because I don't need to explain that to Shmuel why you ought to do this. I need to ask for it. Masha'in came. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashenka, for the person who needs to understand and so on, it can only take from within whatever's in the hay of the person. So the yud is the Olam Haba, it's the beyond this world, and the person who's a boteach can reach out to the yud despite the fact that he doesn't really have a tefis in the yud and so on. So the Olam Haba we're talking about here is the bigger circle that encompasses the small circle as well.
Kibala b'tochen oisel Hashem es baruch machzor. So, Rabbi, can I ask you just a question? When Chazal say you can't ask any further, like Rabbi Akiva, and otherwise he'll be machzor the olam le'toyu, is that right? Trying to go below the
correct, exactly. let's go to Tohu. It's a very good example. Tohu is a situation where you have the material, but not the shape or the form or anything that we have now. It's like Play-Doh again. So I would have people again and things, but a whole new set of laws and so on. It's as if I'm scrambling up the universe and making a new universe with new laws and new malachim and so on. Correct. That's the Tohu. So he says, so Bitochen reaches up to that makom. The Kach says, Misha, some Bitochenu v'yisparach magia davazet ilum ha'olyon u'olum ha'ba. Well, the Kach Hashem so gam ke masav ha'hazu ha'ba. I want to put this into the terms that we can translate and use in some ways. There are cases where our tefillah Takarish Baruch Hu is sensible, quote unquote, within the context of this world. Somebody is sick, lo aleinu, he has to undergo an operation that's quite difficult, and his nespalul should be matzliach and should go well. A person needs parnasa, he has a normal business, and he's mishtadel, and he knows what is the right thing. You know, the business takes off and so on, and it goes and so on. A person has a child with some difficulties, and the person does things that are, and you know, there's a certain halach about the kid getting more serious, maturing, you know, so on. Those are areas where it's within the circle, and I know Akash Baruch knows what's best, but I have the right and an obligation to daven kefi what I'm supposed to daven. But then there is matzavim when I don't see a way out. There's nothing within the world that, as I recognize it, that I see a way out. And we're not misfollowed for a nace. You're not allowed to daven for a nace. But you can daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do things even without a set structure of Yeshua. That's really, really something that's you're drawing bitachon, like it says, from olam haba. I don't need to draw bitachon from where I am now. I can say yes. To me, the situation looks kind of hopeless. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, have an infinite way of helping, and I'm using the midas bitachon in much more generic. It's not I'm focusing and saying okay, this nekuda, that nekuda, the other nekuda. I'm just saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it happen. Kibal Tov Ha'is Hashem Yisparach Machsa L'Gamri U'L'Kachu Yisparach Machsa L'Bolam Hazeh U'Bolam Haba V'Asher Megiyah Machsa L'Olam Elyon Bav Mezeh. I want to add one more knetch to the word Machsa, which is very interesting. The word Machsa is a place that shelters you. The difference between a bias and a machzer is a bias is more comfortable. A machzer is sort of like I took shelter under a group of racks. That's what a machzer is. It's more comfortable. That's fine. But there's another nekuda that a house is something that I have created. I've taken the bricks, I've built them in a way that pleases me, and I'm the master of the house. That's a house. When I grab shelter behind a rock, the rock is a rock. It's got its own properties in the sense of it stands at a place that it's standing and so on. I'm using the rock for myself, but the rock is not made by me and installed by me and so on. So here there's a dagger, there's a type of bitachon where a person does the things that as he understands and hopes and the spalakash should be siyata to him, But it is sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a machse, meaning that you take refuge in it as it is. That's what you do. And it's, you know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can choose, you know, but it's what I'm depending on is an area, a realm that it's kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Olam Haba Shabbat, that's what I'm reaching out to. So I'm reaching out to a place that is beyond my it's not in the circle of my existence, rather it's beyond that circle, and it's in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists without me having any way to intrude.
Maybe.
Yes.
Is a shaykh to say that maybe tefillah is not shaykh here?
Well, he says it someplace else. I think, in if I'm mistaken, Chushai Goddess and Shabbos, he says tefillah is pasha, it always helps. Tefillah, he said, is not a chiddush. And my feeling here is, but the tefillah needs bitachon. If you don't honestly believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do something, it's not going to work. There's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things for us in turn only when those things when we believe that it, you know, something can happen. If we honestly don't think so, I think I told you last time, Rabbi Shapiro said over a Rashi Madura Kama in Ksubis. It says that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was sick, he died, and his Talmidim said no one should say anything, and the first person to say something will be killed. We will kill it. So what's the problem? I mean, yes, you're not supposed to say bad tidings. You don't deserve misafit. So Rashi Madura Kama, the Shita brings down that he said it will stop people from being misfollowed. We don't have the ability to daven for someone that we think is dead. We don't think that tefillah is honestly going anyplace. But if we think he's alive, then we must follow. We have a lot more. It's very big chiddush in that Rashi. It's mashma kilu that it would be possible to do with tefillah to do kriyas ha'asim. It's just that a person doesn't have enough amunah for it. So I don't know about his chiddush, but you know it's an awesome chiddush. But over here, what's not shaykh, it's shaykh tefillah if you dehear it that way. That everything comes from the big beyond, and it can also come in different ways. It's lapped off exactly where you planned it, and so on. Okay, let's just finish up this. He says, Kibala bitocha is asher zog masa gamar kachu yizkok masa balam hazo balam haba asher megia masa shalat olam elyon vavid zeh. וזה נימוס השם והבטח בשם חסד סביבנו הוא חסד עליון וזה מגיד עולם הבא. I think the morale is being medayek the word Yosevivenu. I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that there is a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the Derech HaMishpat, the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that interacts with a person, and that's not called it's Meseva of a person, that's called persons directly shaykh to it. The anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounding us is an anhaga where it's the big circle beyond where we are. And so just like when something surrounds me means it's bigger than me, past where I am, as opposed to something that touches me is at that point together with me, there's that type of thing of in Matosh Hasisivenu, it's a pchina where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaved of the person. You have the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than you, and therefore you can tap into it. Okay, any questions? Good. So good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Yishukah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good call. Goodbye.